بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه قال: كان من دعاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. رواه مسلم. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عمر رضی اللہ عنہ says that it was from amongst the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this du'a: Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. O Allah, I seek protection in you from the snatching away of your ni'mat, from the removal of your bounty. What this means is suddenly a person has ni'mat, he has some ni'mat that Allah Pak has given him, and suddenly that ni'mat is taken away. If we look and see how many different ni'mats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the ability of seeing, the ability of hearing, the ability of thinking, a person's heart is in good condition, a person's lungs may be in good condition, like that the person's blood is flowing, Allah has given him the tawfiq of walking, of talking. All these are different ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a beautiful dua, he's trying to tell us that don't take things for granted. Seek Allah's protection, that this thing mustn't be taken away. Suddenly it doesn't be such that a person can't walk. How often you hear a person suddenly has got some problem with the leg, needs to be amputated, and it's so difficult for him to walk. Or suddenly a person has a heart attack and now his whole lifestyle has to change. The fit person that he was, he could run, he could jog, he could do this, he could do that. Or suddenly his whole life has to change because he had a heart attack. Or suddenly a person met up with an accident and now he realizes he's paralyzed. So there's abilities that he had suddenly are taken away. So this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that don't be in a comfort zone just thinking that everything will remain like that and all the ni'mats will be there. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protection from those ni'mats from being taken away. So the first part is inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik, the complete removal of those ni'mats. We're asking Allah Pak for protection. Wa tahawwuli afiyatik, the second part of the dua is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you that you should not change that afiyat that you have given us, that ease, that comfortable condition that we are in. We ask you not to change it to discomfort. So in other words, a person may be mentally at ease, psychologically at ease. A person is at ease. Everyone is enjoying a certain level of comfort. Nobody will be 100% perfect. Everyone will have his problem. But in comparison to other people in other places, if we look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much of ease. The fact that we have got deen in itself also is a great, great, great blessing. The greatest blessing we can have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much, Allah, especially in this country, that we don't have a situation where we are completely starving, we don't have water, we don't have food, we don't know where the next meal will come from. So many ni'mats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So here, this second part of the dua, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protection from changing that afiyah, that ease, that comfort that He has given us. Oh Allah Pak, save that from changing. We are expressing our gratitude indirectly in this dua by telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that You've given us afiyat, You've given us ease, O Allah, don't change that ease. We are appreciating, we are acknowledging that You have given us this ease, don't change that condition of ease. And the next part, wa fuja'ati nikmatik, and O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not suddenly strike us with Your anger, do not suddenly punish us. Sudden punishment, O Allah Pak, save us from that sudden punishment. Why? Because especially nowadays we can see how quickly one sudden tsunami comes and so many people are taken away. Sudden earthquake comes and so many people are passing away. Virus will come and so many people will pass away. But this year also we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah we ask You for protection from Your azab. That we are not oblivious of You. We are fully aware that our gunas are the cause of these punishments coming. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask You protection from that sudden calamity, that sudden punishment. We ask You for protection. And the last part of this dua, wa jami'i sakhatik, we ask You, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protection from all those things that bring Your anger. From every form of Your anger, we ask You protection. Every type of anger of Yours, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask You protection. And this is what a true lover is worried about, that the beloved mustn't get angry with me. At every moment he's concerned, that is my beloved angry with me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to Taif, now we know that what a journey that was. He was went to give dawah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went to invite towards Islam. And it was a very difficult journey that he went on foot. And there those people that he went to give dawah to, they stoned him to such an extent that blood had filled up his shoes. And for miles on end they had chased Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam picked up his hand and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, this dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made, Allahumma inni ashku بس اللهم إني أشكو إلي ضعف قوتي وقلة حيلتي وهواني على الناس. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he made dua that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm complaining to you. In other words, I don't complain to everyone else. My complaint is only to you. Unlike us today, we got a small problem, a person wants to send a message out that this is my sickness I got, this is what happened to me, or this happened to me. But the dua of Rasulullah SAW, after getting so much of difficulty, he's saying, Allahumma inni ashku ilayya du'afa quwwati. Allah, I'm putting my weakness in front of you. Wa qillata hilati, and my lack of means, I'm putting in front of you. I'm not complaining to people that I don't have any means. I don't have the media at my disposal. I don't have the radio stations at my disposal. I don't have the internet at my disposal. Allah, my lack of means, I'm one man giving dawat. My weakness I'm putting in front of you. I'm not complaining to people. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something that is very, very beautiful and ties up with this hadith. He tells Allah in his dua, In lam takun alayya ghadaban fala ubali. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are not angry with me, then I'm not worried about all this difficulty that I went through. So long as you are not unhappy with me, Allah, that is enough for me. All this difficulty in me, fala ubali, I don't care about all these difficulties. It doesn't mean much to me, so long as you are happy with me. And this is what you call the height of love. That when he was doing good, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was doing good, he was inviting toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then difficulty came. In that condition, he's saying, Allah, if you're not angry with me, then I don't worry, I'm not worried about all this. Your happiness means everything. Ask ourselves, that when we are committing guna and committing sins, are we thinking whether Allah is angry with us or not? Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was committing such a great act, such a mubarak act, getting punished, and he is worried that Allah mustn't be angry. And so many times we are committing gunas, and we are not even thinking, is Allah Pak angry with me? So this is something we learn from this hadith, that a person asks Allah Pak protection from every type of unhappiness, O Allah, if you don't be unhappy with me. If you are happy with me, everything, I am happy with everything. And if you are displeased with me, O Allah, even if I have everything of the dunya, it doesn't mean anything to me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should try and recite Surah Kahf. Try and take advantage of the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah. And if we can, try and come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.